The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Ottawa is starting to airlift Canadians out of Haiti. People with valid Canadian passports will be able to catch a helicopter ride to the Dominican Republic. Global Affairs Canada says it's looking at options for others. Ravi Wijekanian has more.
We are prioritizing the most vulnerable Canadians.
Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Ottawa does have a plan as chaos continues to unfold in Haiti, with gangs that have carved up so much of the Caribbean country's territory.
The security situation has deteriorated in recent weeks, and those who wish to leave are unable to do so because of the security situation at the airport in Port-au-Prince.
But Ottawa's reach is limited for now. The immediate plan is to get Canadians to the Dominican Republic. It is only accepting those with a valid Canadian passport. So the Canadian government is looking for alternative routes for those who are not in possession of that travel document. Some 18 Canadians were hoping to leave Haiti on Monday, but adverse weather held them back. Global Affairs has heard from nearly 100 eligible Canadians, with fewer than 30 wishing to depart immediately. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Manitoba government has agreed to pay more than $500 million to children in care. The agreement, in principle, stems from a class action lawsuit filed over the province's administration of children's special allowances. Those were paid to family services between 2005 and 2019 and were meant to be used for care and education of vulnerable children. Instead, the province rolled the payments back into general revenue. The Manitoba Métis Federation calls the settlement historic. Thousands of teaching assistants at Montreal's McGill University have walked off the job. It's a strike they say could last for the next 8 weeks. The TAs say higher pay is one of their main demands. Allison Northcott reports.
So we need a contract that pays people fairly and makes sure that they're paid for every hour that they work.
Dallas Jokic is a teaching assistant in McGill's philosophy department and part of his union's bargaining committee. He was on the picket line this morning.
TAs are demanding a wage increase to catch up from the record inflation of the last couple years. The cost of living in Montreal is rising faster than almost any other city in Canada. And we also want a wage that's going to make us competitive with other top schools in the country.
Jokic says McGill TAs currently make around $33 an hour, which he says is lower than the pay at other major universities. McGill's 1,600 TAs have been negotiating with the university since the fall. In a statement, McGill says it looks forward to continuing discussions with the union and says the university will continue operations during the labor action. Allison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
Major League superstar Shohei Ohtani says he has never bet on baseball or any other sport. The Los Angeles Dodgers player who pitches and hits signed a $700 million 10-year contract in December. He spoke publicly for the first time since his longtime interpreter was fired over gambling allegations. Ohtani accuses Ippei Muzahara of stealing millions of dollars from him to place bets and pay off a gambling debt. Speaking through a new interpreter, Ohtani says he never agreed to make payments on Muzahara's behalf.
Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Ippei has been stealing money from my account and has told lies. So on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
Both Major League Baseball has opened an investigation into both Ohtani and Mizuhara, while the Internal Revenue Service has launched a probe specifically into the interpreter's conduct. Two properties belonging to Sean Diddy Combs were raided and searched today by U.S. federal law enforcement agencies in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. It is not known if the rapper is the target of the investigation. But there have been several sexual assault lawsuits filed against Combs in recent months. The Department of Homeland Security says it carried out the operations in Los Angeles and in Miami, but declined to comment any further. Combs' representatives have yet to respond to the raids. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.